Episode number 334, Camaro ZL1 production has started.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
And here we go for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
So here we go, another fresh week.
Yeah, but before we even get into that,
do we
have any voicemails this week?
No.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah.
Because last week we really had a great episode where we talked about GM Chevrolet needing a Z28. We piggybacked off a really great email and a really great voicemail that coincidentally came in, and we really dug deep, and then we said, what's your take on it? And we got zero.
Yeah.
We couldn't have said it all.
I don't know, man. I know we're recording a little early this week,
not
real early.
Mm, still people got to call in and talk about that.
Yeah.
We want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. But that leads us into our topic of the show.
Back to the ZL1?
Back to the ZL1 again, because this week, guess what? The bad boy is coming down the production line for sale.
Oh,
first
man.
One's rolling off the assembly line. Mr. Al Oppenheiser's over there looking, making sure everything's going good. I think they said they were going to be rolling off just a few. And the first ones off are going to be going into what's called a quality control. I don't know what it is, where they go over all the stuff and hold them for, I guess, a longer period of time just to make sure everything's running right.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. For you.
Yeah. Well, mine's not ready to be produced yet. I'm still at 3,000. So, but probably any time now.
Yeah.
Any time now.
I'm pretty envious. I can't wait.
Really?
I can't wait to see one in person, and then completely annihilate it.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this last week at the gym.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a nice little race.
Yeah. I think legally, we gotta
at the track.
Yeah. We're gonna go to the track.
Yeah. Maybe we can even get the track to ourselves and work something out.
Would be very cool.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were down a drag strip in your vehicle?
When was the last M event you did?
M13? That was 3 years ago?
Yeah, that was the last time I've been down a track.
Okay.
And that was with my Corvette, I believe. I don't think I ever ran my Camaro, my fifth gen, down the track yet.
I don't think you did either. And I haven't.
No.
I made one pass in my Trailblazer SS at that event just for fun.
Yeah.
But the last time I raced before that was like 2001. So it's been 10 years.
Been 10 years.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah, it'll be fun, though.
Yeah. Be fun to put it right in the wall.
Yeah, right in the wall.
Just because I say it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Because if that were the case, I'd be talking about the Swedish bikini team parachuting into my backyard or something like that.
But that sounds interesting. That sounds fun.
Yeah, but all the ZL1, the guys that are going to get the ZL1s that are lined up to get spanked by me. we'll see how this turns out. They got to be getting excited with knowing that the ultimate Camaro that they've bought or will buy is getting ready to be hatched.
Yes. Can't wait.
Right down the old Oshawa assembly line.
Right down the Oshawa assembly line.
Which kind of leads us into, we're going to be talking about this off and on throughout the year and more so as it progresses, but as it gets closer. But there's the BBOMG event. We also refer to it affectionately as the Oshawa event because it's near Oshawa.
Well, not this year.
But it was. It's just.
I think the O took a different meaning this year.
Ontario.
Ontario, yeah.
So just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Oshawa is where the...
Across the lake.
The BBOMG event's going to be. There's a portion of it, a tour of the St. Catharines plant.
Yes. The engine plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you can sign up for. It's a separate sign up than the BBOMG, which sign up has not opened yet, and I'll get to that in a minute. Did you go? You didn't go on the Martin Rea plant tour last.
No, I didn't.
No,
did you?
No, I didn't either. I think I was drunk.
No, just the Camaro plant tour.
Yeah,
I did that one,
which is very cool.
Badass, yeah.
That's the thing is, I kind of want to see the ZL1s going down the line.
Yeah,
you know. But Yeah, man. I'm excited about BBOMG. I'm putting in my vacation time now. Mm-hmm. And
I already put mine in. I made sure I got my hotel reserved. I reserved for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, coming home Sunday. Good to go.
I don't even remember what I... Did you get an email confirmation?
Yes.
I didn't.
Yes.
And then I called them, and they said, oh, yeah, you're good to go.
Yep. I got my email confirmation. I believe it's a Holiday Inn is the host hotel.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So. But the point we're getting at here is that we're encouraging everybody to learn about the BBOMG event. And all you have to do is go to the CamaroZ28.com message board and look for the official BBOMG forum. And then pay attention, because as soon as we can get our ducks in a row here, we're going to open up the registration. And you can also pay for the banquet along with your registration. We're just running through some technical difficulties right now, but it should be soon. So until then, participate in the forum.
Yeah, absolutely. And just this week, the registration for the St. Catharines Engine Plant Tour was open. So that's good to go. Look in the forum. I believe Hilton posted that this week. So I will go ahead and link that up in the show notes for this week. What else we got going on here?
Well,
this kind of ties into what we were talking about first with the ZL1.
Yeah.
Because now the magazines are coming out.
Yeah.
Because they got a chance to test these things.
Yeah.
It looks like in Phoenix, they got together. I don't know when, but we weren't there.
How about that, Fitz?
Yeah. Okay, anyways. So like Car and Driver.
Yeah.
And I think Autoblog, Motor Trend.
Right on.
They started publishing their reviews, and they're pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Saw one video of a guy driving, and he could not drive the car at all.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. But he was playing around with the traction control and stuff, and he went from I saw there was like two videos he posted. He posted like a 13.1 quarter mile, and then he turned something on, and then he went 12.40 or 12.50 or something like that. And I don't know. But lots of tests this week with the ZL1. And they look cool.
Yeah, they look good. And so far, the reviews that I've read, it's pretty decent. They're talking about what a beast this vehicle is.
Yeah. For the 4,100 pound pig.
Oh, God. Get over it.
I love how every article talks about that. And then, of course, the big comparison. The GT500, which I don't think anybody's even driven yet on a track.
I don't think they're really out there. I mean, yeah. I know there's one or two. Well, there's probably some running around, but nothing that they're done playing with yet.
Yeah. All I know is I've been getting bombarded all week on Facebook with this poll that Jalopnik put out.
Yeah.
What would you prefer, a Camaro ZL1 or a Mustang GT500? I voted on it, yes, for the Camaro ZL1.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
How many people got their aunts and uncles? Hey, can you please vote on this for me?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
So many people sent it to me. And then I saw Scott, the F-Bod father, sent it out. Everybody go ahead and vote for this.
So what was the outcome?
From what I understood, something happened. And it said Mustang was stacking the deck. And I don't know how they were doing that. But from the last I saw, ZL1 jumped ahead.
Well, maybe the ZL1 stacked the deck.
Who knows? Who knows? Those polls are so... I don't know.
I try not to pay attention to
them.
What's your favorite color, red or blue? Okay,
yeah.
All your buddies to
vote
say
black.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I wonder... Remember a while back when we talked about the ZL1 and as details were emerging, there was a lot of hubbub about automatic being offered.
Oh, how can I forget?
Yeah, but I hate to beat a dead horse here, but The dead horse is being beaten, and my car, my personal Camaro, is being beaten like a $2
redheaded stepchild.
So I had this company make this video of a first person perspective of my Camaro, Magna Charge, Patterized, Borla, LS9 camshaft Camaro, doing a 0 to 100 run, and I threw it up on YouTube just, you know, for kicks to entertain people and say, hey, check it out. What do you think? I've mentioned this a few times before. They must be posting this video on some sort of Honda website or some sort of Nickelodeon website or something like that, because the comments that are coming in are just absolutely ridiculous to this point. Now, some of what I'm going to say is going to be offensive to somebody, I'm sure. So I don't mean to take offense. I'm just reading what they're saying. Learn to drive like a man, fag. Yeah, laugh out loud. Camaros are a big pile of shit. Okay, great. Do you have paddle shifters or is that an automatic? If it's an auto, what a shame. And it goes on and on and on, and it gets to the point where it's absolutely just pointless. Man, your daddy's car is nice.
Wow.
This is not so bad.
Word to your daddy.
Automatics are for bitches.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Aw, a slush box. How cute. Badass car, dude. Too bad it ain't stick. Ugly and cheap looking.
Wow.
Did you tape the camera to your head? You're as you are.
Oh.
Automatic? Pussy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Lull at your tap shift, that's gay. Are you wearing one of those hat camera things? The interior is fugly. Why an auto? Let's just see here. Some of them, and a couple people came in and, you know,
defended you and stuff like that. I know we've got some members from the forum that have come in and defended the video quite a bit. Now, that leads us to kind of a conversation we were having before we started the show, because we were thinking, you know, 2010 Camaro, you know, you got the automatic, I got the manual. Mm-hmm. So with the people that are commenting on your page, so like 90% of the Camaros sold were manual cars, correct?
I'd say 60 to 70%.
Were manuals.
Oh, were manuals?
I'm talking about manuals.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
The way that this sounds.
Oh, what they're saying, you
know,
yeah.
It like, sounds like, you know, the majority of fifth gen Camaros produced are manual transmissions, because you must be in the minority,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. Auto? Come on, man. You still missed a shift, but I'll let that one go. What? Yeah, automatics can miss a shift.
Yeah.
Hey, nice automatic transmission. Not.
So what I'm getting at here is you're not in the minority. You're actually in the majority, and I'm in the minority. Because what did we see? About 80% of the Camaros produced were automatics?
60 to 70.
60 to 70?
Yeah, according to the Camaro White Book. According
for 2010.
For 2010. I'm kind of looking at this here. There are a total of 129,405 2010 Camaros made.
Okay.
Out of that, 89,397 were automatic.
Oh.
So, two-thirds, give or take.
Yeah, so you're in the majority of the cars produced, yet you're a bitch.
Wow, faggot automatic, really?
Yeah.
Now, there's one that's just, it takes the cake. Actually, a couple of them. This just proves the auto is the downfall of America.
Wow. If it wasn't for an automatic, huh? This country would be a better place.
Oh, hey, I just spend a small fortune on an automatic muscle car. Nothing says American like automatic in a Camaro SS. No wonder why all the countries hate us. We're a bunch of pussies. In Europe, nearly every car is stick shift. Lol, pathetic.
Lol, pathetic.
Lol, pathetic.
Yeah.
Just coincidentally, the reason why most vehicles in Europe are manual is because larger displacement engines gets taxed higher. So most people buy a smaller displacement engine, of which automatics aren't very efficient, and you can't get out of its own way on a small engine with an automatic.
Yeah.
It'd so be a you lot get a manual.
More expensive too.
Plus, the fuel economy is the fuel prices over there are ridiculous. Yeah. No, it's because I bought an automatic Camaro and that's why America must be destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe this.
Well, you know, we have this app that you can load on the iPhone and you can get our podcast and stuff like that.
Boy.
And you can send us messages through that too. Yeah. We haven't gone over some of these in a while, but this kind of ties in with the theme of, you know, automatic.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
Because one of these messages here says, you're a bitch if you drive an automatic.
Oh, you mean unlike this one that says automatic is steering the car, not really driving it. Fag. 600 horsepower supercharged SEMA car, and that's all they can comment on?
Yeah.
A couple of people are really nice and, hey, man, nice car. Yeah, that's cool. I don't really give a damn about the comments. I really don't. And I just find it amazing that the trolls come out of the woodwork and that's all they see.
I haven't done this in a while. This is fun.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you?
It's almost like a lounge episode, you know?
Oh, my God. Well, chances are some of the lounge rats are going to hear this and they're going to jump on there and go, yeah, Debler, you're fag. Automatic car fag. Yeah, apparently, having an automatic transmission is big with the homosexual community.
Apparently. I don't know.
I don't know why. I
don't know.
I mean, I thought homosexuals like Jeep Wranglers a lot, and they come in manual a lot.
I don't know.
That's what I read. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that's what I read.
Yeah.
So, okay, somebody who's gay, call in and correct me then. Don't ask me on dates just because I have an automatic Camaro.
Anyways.
No, this doesn't get under my skin. I think the worst part about it is just the stupidity and the ignorance. And maybe I shouldn't even be talking about it, but it is kind of fun.
Yeah. That's funny.
It is.
Yeah. So.
What else we got here?
Well, so we didn't get any voicemails this week, and we didn't get any emails this week. So we haven't gone over app messages in a while. So let's do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Because some of these are pretty funny. Because I don't know, it's almost like text speak, sort of, since people are probably writing this on their iPhones.
Yeah.
This is the iPhone app, anyways. A lot of pictures sent in here. One says, I'd love to see Chevy build a Heritage Edition Camaro with a modern-day 327 and a classic-style wheel, stripes, etc. I think it would be sweet.
That'd be a neat idea.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
A lot of just garbage messages, question marks. This one's is a picture of, I don't know.
A Lamborghini with some graffiti behind it.
Apparently.
And what's the comment? Like, lol.
It's like, you tug gyrot or something. I don't know. It must be a different language.
That sounds kind of suggestive.
It says, you need more Camaro pics so we can use it as wallpapers. Yeah, we can add some more in there. That's no big deal. A lot of people said BMW. Why? I don't know. Just BMW. It's like. Okay. This person says, rebuilding a 94 LT1 Camaro with 0.500, 0.510 lift cam with pace setters. Stock heads and board 30 over, Morso cold air intake, and 52 millimeter throttle body. How many horses?
322.
On the dot. There you have it, folks. Right there, 322.
I know, check the message board.
Yeah. Someone sent us a picture of their Camaro.
Oh.
It's a nice red fifth gen, blacked out in the back.
Yeah, red
there.
Custom red wheels.
Yeah, that nice. Looks pretty nice.
Wish they'd do more than send us pictures. Tell us a little bit about it. Maybe their message board username, and so we can talk to them.
This person sent a Camaro Z28.
A 2013 Z28, Chris?
No, this is a fourth gen.
Oh, sorry. With blue headlights.
Yeah. It says, do you guys know anywhere I can get a catalog for a 1981 Z28 Camaro?
eBay.
Craigslist.
Maybe.
Garage sales. Car shows. Lots of car shows always those catalogs out. This person says, I got a 1979 Z28 Camaro. Should I get a halo lights for it?
No. No. Thank you.
You can, they make halo lights for their second gens?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, the answer is no.
Here's a picture from Bear Z28.
Oh, yeah?
He goes, look what I found. And this is a...
the Nintendo Wii, yeah.
The Wii game called Chevrolet Camaro Wild Ride on discount for $14.99.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's $14.99.
Is it a horrible game?
I believe it to be very horrible. I think I saw that myself and checked the reviews on GameSpot or something like that, one of the gaming websites.
Pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Not too dandy.
This person says, I have a 2010 2SS and I love it. However, I hate the steering wheel. Do you know if I can put the 2012 steering wheel on? And if so, will the buttons on the new steering wheel work with the old wiring harness? What other options are there for replacing the steering wheel?
I think that's pretty much it.
You think it's, you can just pull it off and put it on?
Oh, yeah, I think you can, but I don't think there's any other options beyond that. I really don't think so.
Post on the message board. I bet you someone there would know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, excuse me, you can buy a custom...
A new wheel.
You know, with different leather coverings and everything, and maybe a little but nothing that's going to significantly change the design of the wheel.
Yeah.
You still have to go by the stock wheel.
Didn't Camaro Scotty change the wheel on his car?
I don't know.
Camaro Scotty, yeah, I know you're listening.
He might have.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Next person says, I'm saving for a Camaro SS. If I supercharge it, well, I need to upgrade a few other things to handle the horsepower increase. What do you think?
Just your underwear collection. No, I mean, you could just throw a supercharger on it and call it good, but...
Yeah. Make sure you tune it, though.
Yeah, tune it. Definitely tune it.
A lot of garbage message here.
That's because people...
Some say hi there.
Hi there.
Why so many Camaros that are not Z28s?
Where to begin with this one?
I don't think the English was their native language.
I'll answer
either.
This one.
Okay.
What Z28?
Yeah. Because there is none right now. Camaros are so freaking awesome.
You're welcome.
I said, yeah. Oh, this person sent us a picture.
It's nice.
A beautiful red 5th gen Camaro. And this is what they had to say as soon as this loads back here. Just got my new 2011 Camaro 2SS RS. I love it. Thinking about putting the black stripes on it with some black matte rims, the new Borla Attack exhaust, and maybe an aftermarket cool air intake.
He sounds like a winner.
It's the way to go, man.
Yeah. Wait a minute, is it automatic? Set it on fire.
Hey, it doesn't say.
Ragging and match.
We can only guess. We can only guess. It says, can a 1977 Trans Am bear a 1995 supercharged Mustang? I don't know what that means.
The answer is...
Maybe they misspelled bear and meant beat?
The answer is pancakes.
Pancakes.
Ooh, I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah. This says Camaro. This is that
people just upload...
Tom. This is that Talking Tom app.
I've never even seen it before.
Yeah, Vito plays with it. I know exactly what it is.
People just fire up our app
and just send us
random crap. And here's how you can do it, ladies and gentlemen. Just head over to the iTunes store, the App Store, and download the Camaro Z28.com app. It's free, and you can... Well, what can you do with it, Chris? You can listen to the podcast.
You can see pictures that we post from SEMA.
Events and things like that. Yeah.
You can send us a message, one-way message, because we can't reply.
And it could be garbled.
And you can see all of our Twitter posts.
Yeah. Plus more in the future.
Yeah. Let's see.
Anything else decent? Or is it all just kind of garbage?
This person says, I want to see a red Camaro that has a white rim.
Yeah, but what about the rest of the wheel?
I don't know.
It's kind of fun to go through this.
I know. Camaros are so awesome that my dad is going to get the 2012 ZL1 this summer.
Nice.
Sick.
Sick is right.
Here says my Camaro 1978 in Iran.
Wow.
Nice looking second gen.
Yeah. Boy, you just don't see second gens anymore, especially with halo headlights.
Yeah. Got a couple more messages here. Please check out my Camaro for Camaro of the Week.
Oh, okay.
My username is My Camaro is Best. When you check out my car, you will see that I deserve it.
You know, we got to get back on the Camaro of the Week.
I know. They sent a picture, too.
Oh.
Look at that.
Nice.
It's a Canadian from Ontario. Yep. It's a yellow 5th gen with stripes that go from the front bumper across the hood on the top of the car, and I'm assuming... to the back as well, and some custom wheels.
That's a good looking car, but the odds are 2-1 that it's an automatic, so set it on fire. No, I like the wheels.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good looking car. It's familiar, but it's definitely different enough to stand out. Yeah. Well done. So what's his username?
His username is My Camaro is Best.
Simple enough. Guess what? My Camaro is best.
You are the Camaro of the Week.
Camaro of the Week. So we're going to put that on the front page of the website, and if anybody else wants to be the Camaro of the Week, all they got to do is suggest it and tell us where to find it. Typically, we need to find it in your garage, in your CamaroZ28.com message board account, but since we haven't done it in a while, we'll give it to this one.
Yeah.
So my Camaro is best, just make it official. Start a new garage. All you have to do is log into the message board and go to CamaroZ28.com/mygarage.
Cool.
And it should take you to where you got to go.
That's it, man. That's
all the messages.
I know.
That's cool. We really didn't have a ton to talk about this week because we didn't have any voicemails or anything.
No, but it was
like
good to finally get through all those app messages because it's been since the beginning of November.
Yeah, we've been running out of time, but it's kind of a bit of a slow week since nobody's calling in to argue about Z28.
Yeah,
what about Z28 having an automatic? Is that like the ultimate fail in life?
Yeah,
would that bring us peace without honor? Would that throw us into a national deficit? Would it make the economy just plummet?
Maybe.
Go back to throwing rocks at each other?
That's a good possibility, man.
Trading chickens for bread? Dogs and cats living together?
All because of an automatic.
Because of my automatic.
Just, yeah.
And that stunt driver driving it and making a video of it. I think I'm the Antichrist. And I don't even know it.
Yeah. Well. Live it up, man.
Maybe somebody write a book about me.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're pretty much wrapping this
up. That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done.
Stay tuned for more CamaroZ28.com. Excuse me. Camaro Collectibles Diecast Series 4. Camaro Enthusiast Collection. I'll never get that straight because I've been saying Camaro Z28.com.
Forever.
Submitted the artwork. Got it back from Chris Horton. He did a stellar job on the rendering.
So when's that going up?
It's going to be going up in a week or two here.
Ooh.
For sure. I just need to get confirmation that all the artwork is approved, and I'll open up pre-ordering, and there's going to be a whole lot of special deals because I've been stockpiling different other Camaros to add package deals to make it fun.
Mm.
And it'll be pretty affordable, too. You get a decent amount for your money.
Yeah. Can't wait to see this.
So, everybody, thanks for listening. Get your orders in for the first gen that's going to be selling out soon at the rate that it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, everybody have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.